44. Married to Adventure. Octavia returned to her bed, a spot on a buffalo blanket under the shelter, next to Lizzie. She sat down, trembling. It had taken all of her willpower not to turn away from Modo's face, not to let out a little cry of surprise or revulsion, and this was the most important part, not to cover her eyes. In the past several months, she'd pictured his possible face 10,000 times, but she had not anticipated what he'd revealed, a face well beyond her imagining. If not for their friendship, she couldn't have held herself together. The look in his eyes, not begging, but fearful that she would turn away, kept her strong. She steeled herself when she looked back at him. How could he have grown up with such deformities? To see them in the mirror every day? But he could bear it. So should she. In some corner of her mind, she had believed he'd only been imagining the extent of his own ugliness, that it would prove to be some small bump or birthmark, or perhaps crooked teeth. If that had been the case, he would still have had one of the several handsome faces she'd seen so often. But this was more than any singular deformity, and there was nothing familiar about his appearance except his eyes. He'd needed her to look at him, and so she had. She had wanted to go a step further, to touch his face and soothe the pain he so obviously felt. She had lifted her hand to do so, and instead had squeezed his shoulder. Like a chum, as if he had just scored in cricket. She had given in to the fear that touching his face would undo all of her strength. Octavia had already forgotten what she'd said to him, but she hoped that it had at least consoled him. A great pity welled in her heart, though Modo had made it clear he didn't desire pity. "You must sleep," Lizzie whispered. Octavia stiffened. Lizzie was now sitting up and looking at her. "No, not yet," Octavia said. She closed her eyes, and Modo's face was still there, burned inside her eyelids. "He is not a handsome man." The words were said without sarcasm or pity, just a statement of fact.
"You saw him?"
"Yes. I heard whispers and investigated. It was private. I apologize for interrupting." That was the greatest number of words Octavia had heard Lizzie string together.
"I..."
Octavia couldn't find any words.
"It's all right. But I... Do you ever... Were you ever married?"
The question came out of nowhere, to Octavia's great embarrassment. Lizzie laughed quietly.
"A half-breed such as me? No. But surely you have dreamed about it?"
"No.
This is all I dreamed about." "This? This what?"
Lizzie gestured. "A life of adventure, of travel, in the sky. That's my marriage." Octavia nodded. It was the most logical thing she'd heard in days.
"I understand, Lizzie."
She paused.
"I guess I should sleep now."
"Yes. You will need your strength," Lizzie said. "I will relieve Modo." Octavia closed her eyes, but listened until she heard Modo's soft footsteps. He lay down a few feet away, mask on. She watched him through half-closed eyelids.
"Sleep well, my friend," she thought,
knowing full well he would not.